Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
I articulate the deepest felt values of the American people.
He was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
Robert Scott Bell.
We've had 88-year-old women having an adult diaper taken off, an 8-month-old child, the same thing. A 6-year-old girl from my town in Bowling Green, Kentucky, had an agent putting her hands inside her pants. We've gone too far.
Robert Scott Bell.
We need to get even more information out to Generation X. If they can be convinced that influenza vaccination is important, they'll spread the word and get the job done.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we'll continue our fascinating discussion. Timely, and it's long past time. It's been a couple of years since I've been able to hang out with B.J. Lawson up here in North Carolina, Raleigh, since we did yesterday's major event, the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. Remember, next week, it will be Saturday, the 31st, and I will be up in Philadelphia. Why? Why would I be going to Philadelphia? Well, I'll try and find an organic cheesesteak. That's why. No, that's not the real reason. The real reason is the 10th Amendment Center has invited me up to be a keynote speaker for the Nullify Now conference. And we're going to talk to you about how utilizing the 10th Amendment on a state level and in a personal level, we can simply nullify that, which is patently unconstitutional. But we'll get into that some more. B.J. Lawson understands this as well. He ran for Congress twice as a Ron Paul-type Republican, and he now is back to writing software, helping out the medical profession. If you missed last hour, oh my gosh, we solved the healthcare crisis. We absolutely solved it. It's done. It's over with, B.J.
Well, I wouldn't say that we solved it, but we're empowering good doctors to solve
it. Yes, we are.
And getting them together with their patients. And I think that's, for me, the takeaway point is we at Physician Care Direct, we view ourselves as hero support. It's the doctors who are working to take care of the patients. They're the heroes. It's the patients who are taking responsibility for their lives and their well-being. They're the heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at, just as a case study, one of our physicians, Dr. Mark Holthaus out in Cameron Park, California, outside
of
Sacramento.
I want to let everybody know about Dr. Mark?
Mark Holthaus.
Holthaus. Okay, Holthaus. We got this in the notes, I know, but I want everybody to hear it. Okay.
But just an absolute great guy. We met him at the Holistic Primary Care Conference in California last year, started talking. Here's a guy who's allopathically trained but understands the limitations of allopathic medicine. He went back, got further training, is now board certified in holistic and functional medicine as well, and is really focused on helping patients reach their optimal level of wellness. He's on our platform and offers an amazing array of services that you can't even get in the CPT code billing world for $75 a month.
Wow. Yeah, we talked about the limitations of the codes. The codes are owned primarily by the American Medical Association, the AMA, and in fact, the danger there is that it limits the ability of a doctor to do what he knows is right or she knows is right. And so suddenly they're open back up to a doctor like this, Dr. Mark Holthaus. And by the way, if you look at the page that's linked up and you look at you might want to mention some of those services, but if you look at it, it's overwhelming how much you can do.
Absolutely right. And if you go to the physiciancaredirect.com website, click the Find a Doctor link and look at the practices there, search in California, you'll see Dr. Holthaus's practice. But, it's just you're getting via feedback visits, holistic visits, nutritional counseling, and it's a practice that's designed to optimize health and wellness. And that's what primary care should be. And as we are beginning to reach out into the physician community, the physicians are identifying themselves and saying, look, it's not just enough to prescribe a drug for diabetes or prescribe a drug for high blood pressure. We actually know that we can reverse these diseases. And if we spend our time educating patients, holding them accountable, and empowering them to live better lives, not only is it more professionally rewarding for good doctors, it's obviously much better for the patients. That's how we fix healthcare. So we're really excited about that.
Well, and you've got physicians that have been utilizing nutritional, let's say, therapies, but they've often been so expensive to go to, right? Because for whatever reason, the anti-competitive aspect of this, then they can only serve a certain kind of clientele. And I'm telling you, the poorest among us need nutrition.
Absolutely right.
They don't need more drugs. We've got an overabundance of drugs. When Obama says we have a drug shortage, it's an emergency, I'm saying you're on drugs because there's no shortage of drugs. We've got too many, and we're relying on them for things that are not appropriate. And so if we look at physicians like this, like Dr. Holthaus involved in this, we see a way for them to actually integrate that which they're all coming, most are coming to that conclusion that we're an over-drug population. The drugs are not solving anything. As you said last hour, we say it all the time, there are no drug deficiency diseases. But if they're relying on the CPT codes, they're, let's just say it, they're hosed. In Canada, they're hosed. Here, they're screwed. Whatever you want to say it.
Right.
Because they've got no way out. They'll never get reimbursed, and people can't afford, in addition to the whatever they're still paying for that third-party garbage bureaucracy is bankrupting them, there's nothing left.
Absolutely.
Now we're freeing it up.
Yeah, and we're bankrupting our country. You know, and that's the reason we had that event, the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul, is just people are recognizing that we cannot keep doing what we're doing. You can't cure a problem of too much debt with more debt any more than you can drink yourself sober. And, you know, whether it's the healthcare system or the economic system, we have fundamental changes that have to take place.
Yeah. Well, listen, is there anything else we've left unturned? I'm sure there's more. I hope that we can revisit too. But physiciancaredirect.com.
Yep.
And we have a number of links in the show notes today, including to Dr. Holthouse. So you can actually see. I mean, imagine if your doctor could do that, right?
Price transparency, baby. It's all right there.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost to go to the doctor? No more mysteries.
Yeah, good luck trying to figure it out now. You say, how much does this cost? Oh, we don't. Somebody's asking about cost. Can you? Where are we going to send? There's nowhere to send them. That's amazing. Just like that. So we'll obviously talk more about that as things evolve there. I'm very excited about that we're able to do that. You know, also, we do want to talk about some of the things that can help people from your experience, not only as trained to be a doctor physician, going through all the traditional teachings, but all the things that you've done since then to become holistically inclined. You're growing organically out back. You've got all kinds of things. You've got animals now. You got your eggs coming from your own chickens. I mean, this is what I'm encouraging people with the economic bankruptcy and impending, the real one. I mean, we're already in it, but we're in the illusion that we're not in it.
Exactly.
How will you get food when the grocery stores may become, if not barren, certainly a lot less abundant?
Right, exactly right. And I think we're beginning to realize as a society, folks who study nutrition are realizing that there is no free lunch. And the food that is cheapest to grow and easiest to store, we've got a food system that's really good at creating cheap calories, but not really good at creating affordable nutrition. And that's what I see as the big challenge for us. And one of the reasons why we put so much time into trying to grow stuff here, we obviously respect people who are growing food as a result of trying to do it ourselves.
Yes.
But also understanding that, you know, there's a real cost to getting good nutrition out of the ground. And if you can take that cost and move it locally and increase your resiliency of your community and your family by knowing your supply chains for local fruits and vegetables, you can feel a lot more comfortable about what's coming than if you're entirely dependent on 18-wheelers coming from Mexico with,
or shipping them up from Argentina
right.
with grapes in the winter, whatever. That's very critical. And I've said this is going well even beyond organic in that we're looking to go local. I want you to start learning who the local farmers and producers are, because
exactly.
You're going to find in many cases they are organic, though they're not certified.
Yep.
I found that to be, and they're going to be even sometimes better than those participating because their standards are going to be even higher
exactly
than what
right.
government standards are.
Exactly right.
But now we have to, again, build relationships just like we talked
Absolutely.
About.
And that's ultimately what it's all about. It's about building those relationships. And a community's resilience in the face of stress is going to be greatly enhanced by relationships between individuals who understand the power of a true free market, not a coercive market that we've got that's sort of this fascistic economy where the government picks winners and losers and bails out its favorite sons and daughters, but where you've got people who are earning a profit by serving their customer. It's the golden rule in action, right? It's do unto others. That's virtuous, honest capitalism. And when someone's working hard to grow good food, that good food is just as valuable to the doctor who's helping to heal people as it is to anybody else. And you've got real production and real things going on in that economy.
Well, the disconnect in my upbringing was that we talked about food from a box or a bag,
the two major food groups.
Yeah, and I didn't know. I mean, I don't think I visited a farm in my memory early on in my life. And now, you know, I've become so fascinated over the years since I've gone organic to understand the soil and how some of the greatest philosophers and teachers in
yes.
the history of this planet have observed nature and reported on it.
Yep.
And even if we go back into the Judeo-Christian teachings in the Bible, you can actually see they understood nature. They
yes.
talked about seasons and shifts. And these are the things that we've lost by becoming mechanized and reductionist and, of course, bureaucratic. We've disconnected from that. So we no longer are connected to the production of the food.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
So if we're going to survive, and I listen, I'm not a doom and gloomer. I think life will continue, but it's just like we see in history, in our own U.S. history, the so-called Great Depression. It was a very difficult time, but people learned some very hard and valuable lessons. And for a lot, they saved. You know, those that lived through there were not, you know, just throwing money out. They literally understood the power of saving, except that we also now had something different, a Federal Reserve system that was destroying or robbing the value of that which people save. So now it's almost encouraged this consumerism because I got to hold on to that. No, I can't hold on. I got to spend it quick because tomorrow it's going to be that much more expensive. Utah just the other day passed legislation that legalized gold and silver coins as money, removed capital gains from it. This is a very positive and powerful trend happening.
Very positive and powerful. And I think people are beginning to realize that you can't just conjure up value out of nothing. And in a system where your money itself is created as new debt with a burden of interest that compounds endlessly and exponentially over time, that's mathematically a recipe for disaster. Any system that depends upon continuous exponential growth with finite limits is guaranteed to blow up. And that's really what we're living through right now. I kind of liken it to the picture of Wile E. Coyote running off the edge of the cliff.
Yes.
Right now we're in that period of time where he's still running, but there's nothing below him, you know?
Yeah.
But I think as more people begin to realize, look, this can't sustain itself. Mm-hmm. We really have to get back to what's real, not the financialization that Wall Street's treated us to and the bailouts and umpteen trillions of dollars that we've taken from private balance sheets from institutions that should be bankrupt.
Yes.
Now, this is about getting the American people back to work.
Finding out what really has value. And I think the most valuable thing you can do now is start planting right now. Find a farmer, find a gardener that knows what they're doing, get a book. There's great stuff on Natural News. There's videos up there. Mike Adams and I did some survival series discussions as well. We'll talk about more ways that you can survive in the coming economic collapse right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to say a special thanks to those who support the Robert Scott Bell Show, and they, of course, are investing in your awareness and your access to the things that will bring health and healing back to you and your family. And that's what's important to me. A special shout out to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. That's where we get a lot of our food-grown nutrients, including the food-grown selenium and GTF chromium, as well as the silica and other things. In fact, we can even get the Nordic Naturals omega-3 essential fatty acids. I'm going to talk to BJ Lawson about the EFAs because he mentioned someone on the break that I respect immensely, have had on the show over the years a few times, Dr. David Perlmutter. We'll get to that in a moment. Also want to say a shout out to Nordic Naturals for supporting this message of health, freedom, and liberty as well. And we'll get to more of that, but we talk about nourishing the soil, the plants, the people. The value is there. If we see, let's say, a collapse of the ability of paper to buy stuff, the wheelbarrows of the Weimar Republic, right? What do we have to trade at that point? Because, you know, wage and price controls don't work. We mentioned that briefly last hour. If people will find a way, they'll say, okay, we'll add this value. There's always a way around it. There's going to be the growth of the black market, which in truth is a tarnished way of saying
the free market. Exactly, right.
We don't like it because we don't approve of it, so it's the black market, right? You know, they use that term. We're going to see a rise of it inevitably. No matter how much government tries to squeeze and hold back to this, inevitably it's going to bust out because this cannot be held down any longer.
Absolutely right. Yeah, and I think that's the point that we're making in our relationships, trying to identify people in our community with whom we're doing business and folks that we are working with to increase the resiliency of our community by knowing where the food comes from and what's your skill, what's your talent, what is it that you can do. We've all got gifts. Let's find our gifts. Let's focus on what we're good at and get back to the ideals of virtuous capitalism where you earn a profit by serving your customer and meeting someone else's needs.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. We have, let's say, been distanced from that to the point where we don't even know what we do, what we are good at, except to, well, we could sit in front of a computer and type stuff in, or, you know, there's so much more to that. And it's true that technology, and I like technology, don't get me wrong, but when it divorces us from the natural world, then it can be harmful. Then we can lose sight, because if they pull the rug out from under us, like we talk about the economic system, the fiat money, then what if you're not prepared to do the things that are truly
right
valuable?
And there's a real need, I think, for people to start studying history and to look at the real thought leaders. Whether you're subscribing to Acres USA or you're reading about Kerry Reams or you're reading about kind of the real giants of the field of agriculture, not necessarily industrial agriculture, but sort of agriculture that understands nature at a real scientific level to say, how does nature work as a symphony, not as a monoculture that's industrially farmed, but as a symphony of organisms living in the soil to nourish the soil, like you said, producing healthy plants to produce healthy people and animals. You know, it is a cycle, and yeah. You've got to be honest and say that you're, like you said earlier, Robert, the reductionist philosophy that's kind of taken over our analytical processes is extremely destructive to our society as well as us, I think, toxic individually.
We've been taught to fear all the wrong things, though, haven't we?
Absolutely right.
Fat.
Like
we
fat.
We grew up, fat is dangerous, bad, it's going to make you fat, when it's quite the opposite is true, and it's more or less the quality of the fat, what's in the fat, what's not in the fat.
Yep.
And essential fats are so critically important, that's why they're called essential. I have a story here. That's amazing. This will break up. Omega-3 fats tied to less cancer-related fatigue. This is according to a study. So they're looking at people already having cancer, neglecting completely that they were probably deficient for years before the cancer came about. And they're saying, hey, if we give these cancer patients some omega-3 essential fat, they won't be as tired. Oh, how about giving it to them before they have cancer?
There you go. And how about eating the high-quality grass-fed animal protein in the first place that's got the right balance of omega-3s versus omega-6s, and just dealing with these basic nutritional realities that, again, sorry, but none of this was taught to me in medical school. This is one of those primary deficiencies that we're working to remedy, is the fact that we've got an agricultural system that is driving the understanding of quote-unquote nutrition through things like the food pyramid, which are completely counterproductive and dangerous to the health of us as individuals.
You were at a conference recently, and you met Dr. David Perlmutter.
Who Absolutely
I met
right.
And what was it about his presentation that kind of blew you away? Because he's amazing.
He is an amazing guy. And we were at this holistic primary care conference in California earlier this year, had a great time, met a lot of great physicians, and Dr. Perlmutter gave a two-hour talk, 257 slides in his slide deck, and man, it was like the best movie you've ever seen. I mean, he had the audience on the edge of their seats. And, you know, my favorite medical philosopher after Hippocrates is Mark Twain, because I think he's the guy who said, it's not what you don't know that kills you, it's what you know that it's what you know that isn't so, right? And I can think of so many things 10 years ago when I was getting my MD that I was taught as dogma that just aren't true. One of those being, as he pointed out, you're born with all the neurons you're ever going to have in your brain, and every time you have a beer, you kill a few, so don't drink too many beers.
Did everybody remember that? This is what B.J. Lawson just said. He said, we were born, you have all your brain cells, your neurons, but from that day forward, you're going to lose them. You drink a beer, you're going to lose more, you know, that. So tell me, was that not true?
Absolutely not true. And and now we've got mainstream journals, and Dr. Perlmutter's up there showing you the data, saying, look, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, your brain can regenerate. It's about having the right substrate. It's about having the right nutritional ingredients and the right biochemical environment for your body to be able to regenerate neurons. And if you look at the data that's being pushed, there's another study out here just this past week about how the current system shows that there's a tremendous bias in favor of positive results in favor of drugs. Well, at this conference, Dr. Perlmutter showed meta-analyses that show that when you look at all these drugs that we're prescribing for neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, the evidence, quote-unquote, to support the use of these drugs is extremely flimsy and not at all even nearly as effective as, guess what, diet and lifestyle. If you eat a better diet and you get some exercise and move more, you're going to have much better luck, and not much better results, reversing Alzheimer's, reversing dementia, reversing Parkinsonian symptoms.
Right.
It's just so clearly, you know, that the data's out there, but then you got to ask the question, how much time do the doctors have to digest this information?
Sure.
And who's showing up every month to buy them lunch to say, hey, you know what, it's really about nutrition.
Yeah, you really need to, improve your statin prescription rates here, doc. You're not getting people afraid of fat enough. I mean, clearly. And when we talk, you mentioned Alzheimer's. The fastest way to precipitate the expression of this so-called Alzheimer's disease is statin drugs, in fact, because of the reduction of cholesterol. What is your brain made of? I mean, large quantities, if you will.
Lots of fat, lots of cholesterol, and then just the infectious etiology. And and so often in medicine, you know, what we do is we treat the symptom as opposed to recognize the underlying disease and deal with the cause. Alzheimer's in particular, the idea that the amyloid plaques are in fact the problem, well, actually, no, it's likely this is an infectious etiology going on there. You've got chronic inflammation and your body's not able to cure it, and if you don't have the right biochemical and nutritional environment to allow your body's and your brain to heal itself, bad things are going to happen.
Sure, and that's also where we see the heavy metal compounding the situation, or heavy metal toxicity, because it alters the terrain in such a way that suddenly pathogenic life forms, so to speak, are there, and to some degree trying to deal with the metal burden. Interesting adaptation. We get into the law of the terrain again. We're going to do some more of that. We got to take a quick break here. We continue on with B.J. Lawson, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show from Raleigh, yesterday's Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. Remember, this coming Saturday, the 31st, I'll be up in Philadelphia. Hope to see you there for the Nullify Now conference from the 10th Amendment Center. Stand by for more healing after this. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
You've heard over the years my dear friend Stuart Tomp, national educator for Nordic Naturals. Of course, Dr. Perlmutter has done a lot of studies for Nordic over the years as well. And we talk about getting at least 3,000 milligrams of EPA, DHA, 3 grams a day when you're dealing with some of these brain neurological issues. And there's a lot more to it than that, but that is a significant part of where to go. So I want to thank BJ Lawson for bringing that up as well. How many people were at that conference? Because that's the kind of information you wish everybody was hearing.
You know, it's amazing. There were about 200 or so physicians at this conference, the Holistic Primary Care Conference. Fantastic curriculum, great presenters. It's one of those things where you wish you had 20,000, right? Mm-hmm. Because the information that was being shared there, and these are not fringe journals. This is mainstream scientific research that a lot of docs are never going to have the time to run into. But when you put it out there and people get to think critically and openly about what's going on, it's just an amazing exchange of ideas for the betterment of the patients.
Yeah. Well, this is the kind of thing I see, if I could call it a renaissance, and I don't even mean medical, I mean a healing renaissance, to where we can embrace the science that is science, because so much of science has been so corrupted by, let's say, religious or cult-like devotion.
Yep.
To, we've got to make sure that this leads to a patent medicine, because that's the whole basis for modern medicine is patents. Without patents, nothing runs. And so this is part of the false economy, the phony economy, the monopoly economy that is crumbling. And the innovative first adopters, these are the docs that are recognizing it and have the integrity to say, I've got to do something about it. I'm going to go of my own accord, of my own expense, and go to something like the Holistic Primary Care Conference. These obviously are the people you're reaching out to with your new, you know, as we've been discussing about how do we make it feasible and affordable for people to interact with docs like this.
Right, exactly. And I think the great thing is that when you have a conference that brings together folks who are trained allopathically, and as well as folks who have a nutritional, holistic, functional bent, and people start getting together for a true exchange of ideas, there's just a lot of value that's unlocked. So as we start to open up, see those dialogues open up, we're putting in physicians into a situation where they're now economically empowered to do the right thing for their patients, and they've got a better foundation of knowledge with a broader frame of reference than just, hey, let me refill that prescription for you.
Well, and unless they go to a conference like that, they're going to probably look at drug effectiveness studies and say, oh, well, it says it's good. And I covered a story just this past week about that issue, that bias can exaggerate drugs
effectiveness.
I mean,
exactly.
And Marcia Angel, she was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. I interviewed her some years ago. And she said, I mean, this was some years ago. She said, there's no way I even know what's a legitimate study anymore. There's no way to tell. You know, you literally got to find out and dig deep to the conflicts of interest that may be there, and more often than not are there. Now, interestingly enough, with these nutritional studies, you're finding some good work being done that's not leading to drugs. It's fascinating that it's even getting out. But the mainstream medical journals, not often admitting them, so you got to go to other journals that are smaller, and of course the Today Show, the this and that, and they bring
right.
all their docs. They're not covering this stuff.
Right. Well, but at the same time, when you listen to Dr. Perlmutter give his talk, he's got study after study in Journal of Neurology, blue chip, peer-reviewed academic journals talking about the nutritional basis for disease and its cure. This is in the past 10 years, but yeah, you know, but again, like you said, it's not leading to a drug, so who's there pushing that late CME onto the doc?
And of course, when we talk about the evening news or the morning news or people don't realize how much of that is drug money, PR agencies from drug money putting, let's say, together these programs for the Today Show to pick up, for instance.
Right.
Or the evening news to pick up and run a story. It's not like organic news, and I don't mean organic crops. I mean just that it happens. Oh, somebody looked at that. Hey, this would be a good story. Can we cover this? No, I mean they're being fed stuff from Madison Avenue, and this has been the way it's gone for years, and that's how they, you know, basically profit from it.
Well, I think one of the other aspects of medicine we have to be honest about is the importance of the patients as the individual. As much as doctors like to talk about evidence-based medicine and population-based studies, what works for the patient?
Well, let's do that. When we come back, we're going to talk about individualization, because for too long we've also been dealing with what I call medical, how do we say it, collectivism. Yeah, collectivism, and that is a disease in and of itself. We'll get to. BJ Lawson is my guest this hour again, special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out all the links at robertscottbell.com. Coming back after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, the question now, medical collectivism or individual healing. Do you get sick as a group? Are you a group or are you an individual? I mean, that's the whole thing about the whole idea that we're a bunch of cattle, right? Herd immunity. I talk about vaccines. I did a major seminar online downloadable with John Rappaport. We investigated the whole history of vaccines, the whole idea of creating this artificially antibody production, how in fact there are now peer-reviewed medical journals acknowledging that you can deal with these so-called virological agents and you don't need to have antibodies. There's primary immunity that's even more important. And so it's just opening this whole can of worms that the vaccinologists don't want open, because that's the next profit center, as there's no new major blockbuster drugs in the pipeline. They need vaccines. They need us to believe that it's all about the antibody, when antibodies are fine to have. I don't argue against them, but there's a whole other part of the immune system that's even more primary and important.
Absolutely. And the immune system, I think, is so poorly. In 10 years ago, I think we're just beginning to scratch the surface of it. And when you start to look at the role of you know, the immune system and autoimmune and inflammatory diseases and this, the chronic fatigue and just the body reacting against itself, it's an extremely complicated system that we're only beginning to understand. So it's important to step back and have a sense of perspective when we're being told that science has got the latest and greatest answer for everything.
Even right from the get-go, when I was born in the 60s, the doc said, hey, don't drink breast milk for mom. That's no good. Here's this powdered stuff, right? And I always talk about the fact that I was a smart kid, and they say, how did you know you were a smart kid? Well, I projectile vomited that stuff out as fast as they gave it to me. I knew what was in there. I read the label, right? And yet, animals, and you know this from raising animals, if they don't get that colostrum,
in
the first 24 hours,
all about,
they're done.
It's all
they're
about
done.
The colostrum.
Right.
And so,
as mammals, human mammals, we somehow have an adaptability that some in the animal kingdom don't have, but we don't survive, we don't thrive in those situations. Well, I didn't have it, I didn't thrive. A lot of people, I find this to be the case. Yet we can introduce things from a supplemental perspective. There are forms of colostrum that we can take as adults and get benefit, just as another example for the immune system.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've picked up a lot is that when you start to expand your view beyond just simple allopathic medicine, the whole functional medicine concept, that your genes loads the gun, but it's your lifestyle that pulls the trigger,
yes.
Right? You're individually predisposed to need things, to want things, to have certain aspects of how you interact with your environment to optimize your health, but you've got to find a healer. You've got to find a physician who's sensitive to those needs and can help you individually figure out what's the best way to optimize your wellness, and not to pretend like because this study says this works for everybody, this is right. going to work for you.
Yeah, and that is an important distinction, because let's say they test an herb or a homeopathic medicine and say, oh, see, it doesn't work. Of course, those that are in holistic medicine know that I might not give the same remedy, you know, two people or three people with a sinus condition. I might choose a different remedy for each of them.
Absolutely right.
But that's not the concept in that,
yep.
you know, pharmaceutical science. And in fact, this is an interesting story. I just see it here off of Health Day report. This came out a few days ago. When you they're promoting alternative medicine. Isn't that right? It's alternative. Isn't that nice? Why couldn't the drugs be the alternative? Right? It may help ease chronic sinusitis. Now, I grew up with chronic sinusitis. I was the sinusitis kid. Now, I come up to North Carolina from South Florida this trip, and I'm like seeing the pollen. You're seeing the air.
We're bathed in yellow.
Bathed in yellow. I couldn't go outside when I was a kid like that. It was desperate. I was horrible. Now I'm going out and like, oh, that's wonderful. It's love. The smells of spring, right? But what's different is the general health of the body.
Right.
Does that mean, though, we can't also relieve somebody of their suffering? No, we have ways to do it. I mean, I've used silver hydrosol into the sinus cavity. I've used homeopathic medicine like King Bio in Asheville, North Carolina. This is an ideal thing. There are forms of pollen that you can convert into homeopathic medicine to reduce your overt or hyperimmune response, as
Absolutely.
It is in allergies as well. There are herbs that can be used like nettles.
Yeah, stinging nettles. We got a lot of those in the pasture.
Yeah, exactly. Those things can be used in proper form. If you overdo it, of course, you can actually create the problem, very problem. But that's the law of similars in homeopathy at play. Another thing I see with allergies and hyperimmunity is gastrointestinal inflammation, gut permeability issues,
yep.
leaky gut, creating the immune system that's always engaged, always on, which is exhausting, but it sets you into that stage of allergic response that another person who doesn't have that, like in the pollen now, I don't have a problem with it. So you see a lot of gastrointestinal issues out there too.
Absolutely. Well, and it's great to hear you talking about the alternatives, because I think too many people are only focused on what can I get at the drugstore, and whether it's an antihistamine or the different over-the-counter prescription remedies, there are other solutions out there. And like you said, it shouldn't be alternatives. We need to look at all of these on a level playing field based upon what works for the individual patient.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk a little bit more about allergies when we come back from this break. We got one more segment. It's been as fascinating as it gets here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, Physician Care Direct is the website. We talk more about it in the first hour. If you missed anything, by all means, go back and give a listen to the archives. But we got a little bit more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I mentioned that gastrointestinal issue I had suffered from as well for many years, and I've mentioned over the years what I utilize now is the silver hydrosol mixed with the aloe vera juice to get it down into the gut. It'll cleanse the candida, of course, if that's an issue, but for healing the tissue, in addition with L-glutamine, in addition with silica for connective tissue, there are very practical nutrients that we can do and trace elements that we can utilize that we'll never have to resort to the drugs. But if you need them, that's what they're there for. But prior to that, that should be the last resort. The first resort should be all of the things you hear about on the Robert Scott Bell Show. BJ Lawson has been my guest today. It's been a sensational show. We've got a few more minutes to go to get people back to some semblance of sense. We also want to talk about the Ron Paul thing. Some people are a little deflated by it because he's not gained the traction in the media. But listen, you've got kids. I've got kids, BJ. It isn't about us necessarily.
And it's not about the media.
And it's not about the media. It's even not about the government bureaucrats. Unless they have kids too, it should be. But we're looking at this for the long haul. The things we do, I don't want my kids to look back at me one day and say, Dad, I wish you would have done more. You know, when you had the opportunity to speak up and say something and do something. And I think that's the point of what we're doing, what you're doing even in business with Physician Care Direct. It's really establishing a better terrain that we can leave for our children and their kids. We may not see the full benefit in our life. I don't know. I mean, we're working toward it as if we will. But I'm just encouraging people, do not get discouraged. And if you are, remember, it's not all about you, right?
Absolutely right. And the fact is that the message that freedom is popular is spreading. I was just at a meeting earlier today, a lunch that was a nonpartisan group of ladies formed out of nothing a couple months ago. 30 people were at their first lunch meeting. There were 60 people at our lunch meeting today just talking honestly about healthcare. Not as a candidate, just as a guy who's got a background and experience in the space, and it was an honest conversation with people who really want to get engaged. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to change things. And I think the thing that gives me the most optimism is the fact that we finally have people who are beginning to break out of the cognitive dissonance that we're bombarded with on a daily basis. When we are told something that we know by our own powers of observation is not true, your brain is in a state of confusion, and we can rely too much on people in so-called positions of authority, you know, even to the point where a good friend of mine whose child suffers from allergies spent years in an unproductive clinical relationship with an allergist who said, no, your daughter can't possibly be allergic to that. No, but this is the mother, right? Yeah. He's observing the child and the hives immediately after eating said substance. So clearly, you know, trust yourself. And I think that's the other message, right? Trust yourself, your powers of observation, and do not be fearful of speaking truth. Because at the end of the day, that's what's going to get us through this, is truth, trusting relationships with people who are willing to be accountable to themselves and to each other.
Yeah, that's a powerful message. And it also rings true in the whole vaccine controversy, because that's been a big part of the problem, is doctors unwilling to listen.
to the right people. They're listening to the drug and vaccine industry and those that benefit by it to say, no, it couldn't be the vaccines. These moms are coming in, and now the dad's coming in. Look, look, my kid was fine. You got the shot. The kid was not fine. No, 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 it can't. Just like that thing about the allergies. And you want to know why there's so little trust, even though there's more trust than Congress and doctors, although that's not saying much. It's because of that. The relationship has been destroyed by the things we've talked about, government intervention, third-party involvement, payer systems, and on we see these symptoms that they're chasing now. Obamacare, literally, just chasing his symptoms, where we just want to mandate that you participate in this corrupt system.
Exactly.
What?
Right.
That
exactly.
doesn't solve anything.
We're going to mandate that you buy a defective product.
Exactly. Somehow that's going to fix it? Well, if everybody's the same miserable, then we'll all notice and we'll be happy. No! No, that's not the way
it works.
That's
not the way it works. And the way it works is we need to step out of the box as individuals and realize that a lot of the barriers we perceive to health, wellness, and vitality are just not there.
Mm-hmm.
They're figments of our imagination. Recognize the box for what it is. Be the mime and realize you can step out of that box at any time.
Yeah, and like I said, trust not only your intuition, but what you see to be real. And if somebody tries to convince you that what you've seen is not real, you might want to consider talking to somebody else, because they're not the people that are going to support you in your efforts and pathway to heal, whether it be yours or your kids or grandkids.
Absolutely right.
We've got a lot of growing up to do because we've abandoned these concepts of liberty, sovereignty. Right.
Yep.
Now, our government looks at us, and if you mention the word sovereign, now you could be considered a terrorist. That was the whole basis for the organic American Republic, was to establish sovereignty with the people.
Absolutely right.
Now, and to bring it up.
And then, and who is your savior? You know, for myself as a Christian and recognizing where my salvation comes from, you know, we've got folks who are looking to the government to be their savior state. Where are you getting your spiritual food? Because we're spiritual beings as
yes.
much as we are physical beings, and being able to recognize that. So it's
very simple.
There's such a tremendous opportunity for positive change in our culture, and I think the Ron Paul Revolution has been a big part of catalyzing that discussion.
You're right. And you're right to bring up that this is a what I would call a spiritual crisis. We
mm-hmm.
could say it's economic. We could say it's medical. But it stems from that disconnect from the source
yep.
of all sources.
Yep.
And replacing it with other things, physical and man-made, which could never pale in comparison. But we've placed our reliance in those institutions that are fallible instead of the infallible.
Exactly right.
And that's the big trouble. So what I see positive coming out of a potential collapse, I'm not wishing it on anybody. That's not my point. We're just acknowledging from history what is happening today, is that we will refocus on that which is very important, the real important,
exactly
the
right.
real value. Not because some collective group says it's valuable, but because we identify that relationship we have kind of abandoned and we want to get back to it. Now, from that will stem. That's why I respect so much a man like Ron Paul, because he's lived in a way that was an example to others. He doesn't beat you over the head with a stick to say, believe what I believe. He says, this is how I live. And I think that's another reason why a lot of young people were very excited about it, because authenticity is a very rare thing today.
And honesty.
And honesty as well. And that's where we like to bring that back. That's why I enjoy connecting with you, because you share that with me, and what you're doing is really bringing that back into other areas of life, economics, medicine as such. And the divide is the artificial divide set upon us by others that want to keep us divided.
Exactly right. Exactly
you know?
Right.
And that's, you know, the difference in what we've done today is so astounding, BJ. I'm just excited as all get out, as we say in the South.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you, and inspiring to reach out and connect with the other people involved in the movement who appreciate the source of true value and understand that, you know, this is what we're called to do, right? We're called to...
Absolutely. If you're called to serve, by all means, serve. That's what we do here. The service is a big part of the life here. I want to say thanks to all those that support the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks again to BJ Lawson, Physician Care Direct. Go check it out. Also, thanks to Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Give him a call at 866-424-1077. You can get a lot of the things we talk about here on the show. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine Monday is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In the meantime, remember that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.